Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. This may be a bit of a long one today, so bear with us. It's going to be on the business dealings of Donald Trump since 1970s, okay? And it's based on the excellent reporting by Vanity Fair Newsweek journalist Kurt Eichenwald, who in November the 7th, 2016, the day before the election, sent out a 63 consecutive tweets, one tweet after another. It took him over 2.5 hours. It laid out from stem to stern, end to end, all of Donald Trump's business mishaps, business dealings. He's one of the few journalists to delve deep into Trump's financials and discovered his incredibly shady ties to foreign governments, criminals, and banks, including owing over $650 million to the Bank of China and Goldman Sachs. Decades-long sleazy history of corruption, crime, and just plain fractitude can only be fully appreciated when I'm about to tell you over 63 consecutive tweets. This may take 8, 9, 10 minutes. Here we go. Hang on to your seats. Number one, Trump lied to Congress that he was not meeting with any Indian casino executives when documents and sworn testimonies show he was. Number two, Trump testified under oath that he is willing to claim success on something even when he knows his claim is false. Number three, Deutsche Bank in Germany concluded Trump's net worth is really $788 million when he was publicly claiming, and he told the bank he was worth billions. Number four, Trump said under oath that he determines his net worth based on how he feels. Number five, while Trump suggests he has an MBA from prestigious Wharton graduate school, he only attended the undergraduate program for 2 years. He has no MBA. Number six, Trump's first project, given to him by his daddy, lost money, according to state records. Trump has publicly lied that it made money. Number seven, Trump's second project was a Broadway show. It bombed, closing after 96 performances. He lost his investment. Number eight, Trump's claim that his dad gave him only $1 million is a lie. His trust fund was $1 million. Daddy gave Donnie $10.4 million for a bogus consultant job. He was still in his 20s, for God's sakes. Number nine, dad guaranteed a $70 million loan and also got him a $35 million credit line, and he laundered $3.35 million in an illegal casino deal. And then, after all that, and he's still in his 20s, he loaned him $7.5 million more. Number 10. And remember, he's still in his 20s. As Trump claimed great success, tax returns showed not. In 1978, he lost $1.5 million. Lost. Not made. Lost. 1979, he lost $11.4 million. No bankruptcy because daddy gave him more moolah. Number 11, when Trump built the Taj Mahal, testified under oath in New Jersey, he'd only use bank loans, not junk bonds. No bank would lend. He used junk bonds. What a liar. Number 12, Trump's three casinos all competed with each other, which is why no bank loans. The Taj Mahal took business from his other two casinos, crippling all of his casinos. Number 13, Trump spent huge sums on an airline promising top elegance. People with airline experience said it couldn't work. It never turned a profit. Number 14, after Trump's top casino execs died in accident, Trump took over running them. Large number of execs quit because of his management. Number 15, when Trump was about to default on interest payment for his casinos, his dad broke the law by having $3.35 million laundered to the casino. No chips were bought. The money was just deposited in the casino. Number 16, dad gave Trump another $150,000 the very next day, unreported to banks in violation of a bank agreement. Number 17, rules breaking and financing, money laundering from dad, etc., resulted in sanctions against him from New Jersey Casino Commission. Trump didn't get, he just sloughs this off like everything else up until today. That's his modus operandi. Number 18, Trump banks were forced to make deal with him after bankruptcy of casinos because he personally guaranteed the loans, which means if they went belly up after this personal guarantee, the entire Trump empire would collapse from within, and the banks themselves would lose billions. They had no choice to loan him tons more money. Nice. I like that racket. I got to get into it. Number 19, Trump was $3.5 billion with a B in debt. Later, when banks bailed him out, he claimed in books he was $9.5 billion in debt. Why did he do that? Just to make the recovery look better. 21, Trump admitted under oath that when he claimed he was $9.5 billion in debt in his books, it was a lie, and he knew it. Number 22, no banks will lend to Trump except Deutsche Bank in Germany. In 2008, he defaulted on a $640 million construction loan to them. Number 23, list of Trump failures. Trump Mortgage, Trump Financial, Trump Hotels and Casino Resorts, Trump Shuttle, and on and on and on. Trump Vodka, Trump Steak, Trump Todd's, Trump Castle, Trump Plaza, Trump Dubai, Trump University, Trump Toronto, Trump Hollywood. Five, I could go on many more tweets listing Trump's business failures. This is Eichenwald speaking or writing, but it'd be easier to list the Trump businesses that haven't failed. Ha, ha, ha. Number 26, in Trump University, Trump claimed to, quote, personally select, unquote, teachers who would teach real estate secrets. He did not. They did not. Number 27, unable to get bank loans because of his terrible record as a businessman, Trump began selling his name for use on other people's projects. Well, does that sound familiar? He's a prostitute. He's just selling his name, selling himself out like a prostitute. Trump marketed projects, number 28, Trump marketed projects of other developers as his own. As his own? Wow, imagine that. Only those who read dense legal agreements, fine print, learned it was a lie. They weren't his projects. He was using his name in their place, in the place of someone else's name. Number 29, Trump sold his name to incompetent developers whose projects collapsed, costing people who paid deposits millions while he made millions. 2030, when condo buyers sued Trump for falsely claiming projects of other developers were his, he said they should have read the fine print. Number 31, Trump testified he did a favor to the condo buyers who lost millions by trusting him because they avoided the real estate collapse. Oh, what an idiot. 32, in 1990, one of Trump's lieutenants told me, quote, the thing you don't understand about Donald Trump is that he's mentally ill, unquote. Number 32, I wrote about Trump for New York Times. First time we spoke, this is Eichenwald, okay, the Vanity Fair / Newsweek investigative reporter. The first time we spoke, he lied to me in his first sentence. He told three more lies within 5 minutes. 34, Trump lied that to Washington Post in 1987 that he knew the stock market crash was coming and sold all of his stocks. The SEC filings of him prove it. Not the case. Number 35, to escape liability for fraud, Trump argued that a development by Donald Trump, quote, is different than a, quote, a Donald Trump development. Talk about splitting hairs, huh? He's good at that. 36, number 36, Trump wrote, quote, Bill Clinton was great president, unquote, but he denied it under oath and said he wrote it before knowing of the Monica Lewinsky scandal 10 years before. Number 37, in 2008, Trump wrote, quote, I know Hillary, and I think she would make a great president, unquote. Testified in 2016, he wrote it without thinking. 37, asked under oath identities of professors at Trump University. There were none. Trump said, quote, I know names, quote, comma, but I don't know the identity, period, unquote. 38, after saying under oath he knew the names of professors at Trump U, none existed. Trump could not name any. Number 39, when sued for saying other developers' buildings were his, Trump said truth wasn't in ads. Why? Because there wasn't enough room for the words. Number 41, Trump claimed to own 50% of a project when he owned 30%. His explanation under oath, quote, I always felt like I own 50%. 41, Trump said he was paid $1 million for speech when paid $400,000. Under oath, he agreed he was paid $400,000, comma. But he said $1 million was still correct. I don't know, has this guy got left side, right side brain syndrome or something? Or schizophrenia or bipolar? Who knows? Number 43, Trump has never released a real medical report. His father had Alzheimer's, which is genetic, and could hit about Trump's age. That sounds like a reasonable explanation. Split personality is another one. 43, in 2007, Trump said his favorite book was his own, The Art of the Deal, which he never wrote. It was completely ghostwritten. Once he started running for president, he said it was the Bible. 45, when asked to give his favorite words from the Bible, Trump cited an Old Testament phrase that was the only one repudiated by Jesus. Go figure. 47, when testifying under oath, Trump refused to answer questions 97 times about his infidelities and suspected mistresses. 97 times. Number 48, Trump has called for U.S. military to commit 3 different war crimes. When told military would refuse, he said they would do what he commanded. Number 48, Trump has directly insulted leaders of 4 allied countries while offering effusive praise to Vladimir Putin. Number 49, Trump has refused to release the letter sent by the IRS to prove he is under audit, despite dozens of requests from many reporters. Number 50, an investigation of Trump's partners reveals an enterprise with deep ties to global financiers, foreign politicians, and even criminals. Number 51, Trump's business interests run in direct conflict with the national security interests of the United States. Number 52, Trump revealed none of his partners or dealings with overseas entities in his financial disclosure to the FEC, Federal Elections Commission. Number 53, Trump receives $8 million a year from South Korea business with interests in nukes. He has called for South Korea to have nukes. 55, Trump's conflicts in India are irreparable, and in issues with Pakistan, his financial interest lies solely with India. Number 56, Trump's business partner in Turkey has been arrested for fraud. Number 57, Turkey's president has told associates he will not allow U.S. to use an airbase key to the battle against ISIS. Well, he is now, I guess. We'll see. Trump's first business partners in the United Arab Emirates were indicted on charges of fraud. Number 59, when a member of the Saudi royal family criticized Trump, Trump attacked him as, quote, dopey, unquote, and said he wants to control America with, quote, daddy's money, unquote. 60, Trump tried to strike a deal with Libyan Investment Authority under Gaddafi and offered the murdering Libya dictator a place to stay at his home in New York. Number 61, the father of Trump's business partner in Azerbaijan is a government official who U.S. intelligence says launders money for the Iranian military. Number 62, Trump's statement he would avoid conflicts by placing his company in a blind trust is a lie. What he describes is not a blind trust. That's it. Thank you very much for listening to Rough Riders Radio.